Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second, the shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third, the first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth, the catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third, the right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth, the first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Meyer moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Toth moves to second. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. Summa moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards right. Welch catches it and throws to first to double up Burns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flagstad for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer is hit by the pitch. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. Tote moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tote scores. Reagan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Reagan scores. Carlisle moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Carlisle moves to third. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Rogel steals second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlisle scores. Rogel scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon bunts towards third. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Spurgeon steals second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Summa reaches second base with a double. Spurgeon scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carlisle hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jamieson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ekrod moves to third. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Ekrod scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Flagstad. Burns reaches second base with a double. Spurgeon scores. Summa goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Flagstad moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tote bunts towards the mound. Grant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flagstad moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstad scores. Meyer scores. Tote moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Joe Schott now pitching. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carlisle takes first base on ball 4. Tote moves to third. Reagan moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tote tags and scores. Reagan tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Reagan scores. Carlisle goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Sherry Smith now pitching. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shaner pinch hits for Jack Russell. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamieson. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. Hoffman moves to third. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Shaner scores. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Shaner now playing left field. Red Ruffing now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ekrod takes first base on ball 4. Hodapp moves to second. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards first. Toad catches it and steps on first to double up Ekrod. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Toad takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Toad moves to third. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Phil Toad. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rothrock scores. 2 outs. It's 14-5, Red Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing first base. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reagan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shaner hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a fly ball towards left. Shaner settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Shaner. Hodapp moves to second. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Ruffing reaches second base with a double. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Welch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Moore now catching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.